Here in Washington, two defense contractors got their day in the Supreme Court. For Boeing and General Dynamics, more than $1 billion are at stake in a dispute with the government. And the lawsuit has wider implications. It involves what is known as the state secrets privilege. That privilege, created by the Supreme Court, allows the government to block lawsuits that could expose information vital to national security. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Since 9/11, the Bush and Obama administrations have used the state secrets privilege to block lawsuits brought by those who claim they are the victims of torture and warrantless surveillance. The privilege dates back to 1953, when the widows of three civilian engineers killed on a military flight sued the government for damages. The Supreme Court, relying on military assertions that the crash report would expose top-secret information, said that the widows' need for evidence must yield to national security. Decades later, when the report was declassified, it turned out that it exposed no secret information, but did expose the fact that the officials had known the aircraft was unsafe. The state secrets privilege, nonetheless, has remained intact and been used by every administration since then to shield information and block litigation. Enter the case before the court yesterday, a multi-billion-dollar contract dispute between the government and two corporate giants, General Dynamics and Boeing. In 1988, the two won a $4.8 billion contract to build a new carrier-based stealth fighter airplane. But the companies fell behind schedule and did not meet contract specifications. In 1991, then-Defense Secretary Dick Cheney canceled the project, finding the contractors in default, a serious sanction that required the companies to pay back $1.35 billion in money received from the government plus interest. The companies fought back, contending that the government had failed to share classified information that would have shown the contract specifications were impossible to meet. When the case went to court, the government invoked the state secrets privilege, and the companies appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. At the High Court yesterday, however, nobody seemed to dispute the legality of the state secrets privilege. General Dynamics lawyer Paul Smith, speaking afterwards, put the question this way.
What the case is about today is sorting out who bears the burden of the fact that the case couldn't be fully litigated.
Inside the courtroom, lawyer Carter Phillips, representing both companies, faced questions from some justices who seemed loath to intervene in the contracting process. Justice Sotomayor, I haven't found anywhere in the contract that it requires the U.S. to share information with you. Justice Breyer, sophisticated contractors are perfectly capable of negotiating their own contract. If we get into the act, we're not just throwing a monkey wrench in the gears of government contracting, we're throwing the whole monkey in. Justice Scalia observed that the lower courts found it impossible to figure out who was right in this contracting dispute, so why not just leave the status quo intact? The companies would get to keep the $1.35 billion the government had already paid them, but would not get the additional money expended that they were owed. The companies wanted more, though. Maybe to some extent you could say we're sort of being a little greedy, said lawyer Phillips. But if the contractor is not in default, then the Defense Department is terminating the contract for its own convenience, and it owes the contractor the money for expenses already incurred. But arguing the other side of the case, Solicitor General Neil Katyal contended the government should get back the money that it paid up front for a contract never fulfilled. Chief Justice Roberts, you say they're at fault, they say you're at fault. Under the state secrets doctrine, we can't resolve that question. Why don't we call the whole thing off? Nobody's at fault. Answer. When the court cannot determine who's right and who's wrong, it should stay its hand entirely. You should wind the clock back to the status quo ante before the lawsuit was filed, and that status quo was the undoubted right of the government to have $1.35 billion back. Indeed, said Katyal, the companies themselves came to the government, hat in hand, after the default, asking to defer the repayment, and the government executed a formal agreement to that effect. Justice Kagan, suppose that the state secrets the government wanted to protect were the key to proving the government's claim that there was a default. What would happen then? Katyal's answer, the case would be dismissed, thrown out of court, which would mean that the government's default judgment would still stand. Justice Kagan, that really does sound like tails you win, heads you win. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.